Dan Bongino.
So, moving on from our Biden's a liar and a fraud segment and the focus groups of Matt segment, I am appalled to have to report to you that our friend Michael Anton, who wrote the article that went viral last week, and his new book, The Stakes by Michael Anton, Very Good America at the Point of No Return. Again, that is not a paid advertisement. I just like Michael's work. I've never met the man. Communicated for the first time with him via email yesterday, but I don't know him. But Michael Anton wrote a piece in The American Mind, which we've been covering for 2 weeks now, laying out in detail the Democrats' plans for a coup if Trump wins the election. The piece, aptly titled, The Coming Coup.
No.
That's shocker how that works out. So now, Joe, you know the Democrats as well as I do. What are the two rules of the conspiracy to create a coup we've been covering for 2 weeks? Number one, never talk about the coup, because if you're exposed, the coup will be exposed. Rule number two, when the Democrats coup after the election is exposed, they want to blame the plotting on the Republicans. Never talk about the coup. And if you get exposed, blame the coup. Rule number two on your opponents. And of course, let me add rule number three. Character assassinate and try to discredit your opponents who actually use your own words against you. So, of course, Michael Anton, who authored the book, The Coming Coup, the article, The Coming Coup, which is just so fantastic, has now become a target. And conveniently, in the piece they wrote targeting Michael Anton for character assassination, my picture appears there too. Why? Because the first rule of The Coming Coup is don't talk about The Coming Coup, which I do all the time. Raheem Kassan's great site, The National Pulse, they have an article up about this. Not a joke. National Pulse by Natalie Winters. This article will be in the show notes. Oh, read the show notes today. Bongino.com/newsletter. Headline. Remember the Transition Integrity Project, the coup plotters that the Transition Integrity Project that are calling for a street fight after the election if Biden loses? The Transition Integrity Project founder calls for execution of former Trump official. Who would that person be? What if I told you it was Michael Anton? Yes, the guy who broke the first rule of the Democrats' coming coup, which is never talk about the coming coup. And definitely don't write an article, Joe, called The Coming Coup. That would be really bad.
Oh, real bad.
You don't even got to read the article. You just got to read the headline, The Coming Coup. They broke the rule right there. So they're calling for his execution. From the National Post piece. Remember, Michael Anton broke the rule, Joe. Don't talk about the coming coup and definitely don't write a piece called The Coming Coup. Big mistake. So this Nils Gilman, this guy sounds like a real badass. Nils Gilman. Is that his UFC name? Nils, the Terminator Gilman. Nils Gilman, who serves as vice president of programs at the Chinese Communist Party link, Big Bergrun Institute, I don't even know what that is, took to Twitter to express his desire that Michael Anton be executed in the same fashion as Robert Breslak. Specifically, he insisted Michael Anton is the Robert Breslak, Nazi sympathizer in France, of our times and deserves the same fate. So I saw that and I never show my own tweets on the show. This may be a first, is it? It may be the first. Here's Nils _ Gilman. Nils, the Terminator Gilman, fake tough guy. I said, Nils, you could take your conspiracy theories and ram them right up your caboose. That's the actual words. Copy? Just in case he was curious about it. I had to put a little question mark there. Now that I know you're terrified of the attention we brought to your coup, I'll be sure to triple down on my efforts to expose your destruction agenda, which is what we're doing today. The more you hide your coup, and the more you go after us and attack people like Anton and me and the National Pulse writers and otherwise, I will use my audience, which is 100,000 times yours, to continue to expose you. You can't win. If you think for a second you have even remotely intimidated me or Anton or anyone else from talking about your Soros connections, your money, and all your Transition Integrity Project and Project Respect the Vote or whatever you protect the results, all these other projects you're doing for your little coup, you are insane. So let's recover George Soros' connection to this because we've been told not to. And I know you love this story. And I do too. The great Julie Kelly, who writes at American Greatness, has a terrific book out. I think it's called Disloyal Opposition 2, another terrific book. Julie has a piece up, The Billionaire Backers of the Insurrection, by Julie Kelly. where she talks about the big money backing this, quote, street fight the Democrats are planning if Trump wins. Let's go to screenshot number one. Rosa Brooks. Who's Rosa Brooks? One of the co-founders of the Transition Integrity Project, again, calling for a street fight after the election, I can't say that enough, is Rosa Brooks, Georgetown law professor and Obama administration alum. She's a former counsel and board member for the Open Society Foundation. Weird. You know, the Open Society created in 1993 by George Soros. Oh, isn't that weird? I thought we weren't supposed to talk about George. No, we're going to do it again. The foundation is a massive donor to hundreds of left-wing causes around the world. In July, Soros's Open Society Foundation announced a five-year, $150 million investment in racial justice groups, including Black Lives Matter, the Marxist terror group. We're not allowed to talk about that, folks. Which again means we talk about it even more. So now we're just laying out simple facts like the Transition Integrity Project, which should be called the Transition Chaos Project, calling for a street fight after the election, not a legal one, but a street fight. One of the co-founders is Rosa Brooks, who is a associate there of George Soros and their Open Societies Foundation. So, you know, Soros, liberal, mega billionaire donor to left-wing causes. There are other groups he's involved in, too. Look at this one on Protect the Results, which should be called Destroy the Results of the Election. But Rosa Brooks isn't the only connection between deep-pocketed foes of Donald Trump and the post-election insurrection. Another group called Protect the Results is working hand-in-hand with Rosa Brooks to, quote, mobilize if Donald Trump refuses to accept the results of the 2020 presidential election and prepare for a potential post-election crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, they are doing nothing of the sort. Like the Transition Integrity Project, they are preparing for a street fight regardless of what the election results are. Let's go specifically, though, into Soros. Again, only because they don't want us to talk about it. Julie Kelly's piece, again, in the show notes. Please read it. On George Soros. Well, this group Protect the Results, one of their main organizers is a nonprofit called Indivisible. Pay attention, folks, how they shuttle their money around. Based out of Washington, D.C., Indivisible was founded in 2016 after Trump's election, according to a political watchdog. Indivisible's main donor is the Tides Foundation. Shocker, a Soros-financed pass-through organization. Weird how this guy's name just keeps appearing. Just insane. Started as a Google document detailing techniques for opposing the Republican agenda under Trump, Indivisible now has a mostly Washington-based staff of about 40 people with more than 6,000 volunteer chapters across the country, the New York Times reported in 2017. That year, Indivisible raised nearly $8 million, a figure we presume is much higher in 2020. The group's policy director is a former advisor for an immigration advocacy center, partially funded by grants from, shocker, George Soros again. I know we're not supposed to talk about this stuff. It is, to quote Newt Gingrich verboten, not hearing it. We'll just talk about it even more now.
The Dan Bongino Show.